mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, we're here live and, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, going out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave and the Internet at InfoWars.com. During the day, from 11 to 1 Central, we're at 9.985, is it? And then the third hour is 9.975. Coming up here in about 59 minutes, we shift on shortwave to 9.975. Then at night, it's 3210. Get a lot of requests and calls about what frequencies we're on shortwave, so I'm trying to give those out routinely for folks so the poor shortwave affiliate doesn't get battered with constant phone calls asking about frequencies. We got an amazing guest coming up here in about 5 minutes, Professor Jane T. Christensen, and she is the professor that came up with a college course titled, I'm honored I would add, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And obviously my documentary film is part of the curriculum, but not just my film. So many other important works. And we have a PDF file with her course that you can see at PrisonPlanet.com. And again, she's also gone through a lot of pressure and attacks since she started doing this. Well, we'll talk to her about the 9/11 and a host of other issues. I know I haven't taken any calls yet because I had a guest on last hour and a lot of news. Your calls are coming up in this hour with Professor Jane T. Christensen as well. I want to get more into all this increased volcanic activity, thousands flee Sumatran volcano. I want to get more into how the government mailed out, the government-controlled lab mailed out over 5,000 laboratories a super flu, so they can then again have plausible deniability when they release it. This is part of the plan, of killing all these microbiologists. Also, there is just a whole host of news about our trade deficit exploding to $61 billion per month, all-time record levels. And Bush says trade deficits are good. He says our number one export is jobs. He actually said that last year. And the Democrats, of course, agree and just absolutely love it. The Secret Service is out harassing people about their displays, their artwork that they've done. A knife-wielding man holds German children in cellar. We pray for those children. But the globalists would say ban knives. It's not the man's fault. A man holding a knife sees four children from a bus and was holding them in a cellar in western German town, the police said. It was a standoff. Interesting article here. Army reservists charged in border detention down in Arizona, Associated Press reports. He was not part of the Minuteman Project, which done a perfect job so far. They just call the Border Patrol when they see illegals and report on it and force the media to cover it. This guy wasn't part of it, and I believe he called the show. Somebody named Patrick called a few weeks ago who was just driving around looking for the Minutemen on the border. Said he was a young military man. And here it is. I don't know if this was him, but Sergeant Patrick Hobb, 24, was apparently acting alone and not involved with the Minuteman Project, which is organized volunteers for the month-long effort to watch for immigrants along the border. He pulled up at a rest stop, pulled a gun. He thought he was in Iraq, dealing with an Iraqi family, I guess, and had them all sit there while he called the Border Patrol. And you know, they're calling him stupid and saying his weapon should have been a mobile phone and all this. Quite frankly, folks, under citizen arrest, on the law books, if people are committing these felonies, as these illegals were, he really shouldn't have gotten in trouble. Other than the fact that the police do have a point, though. You can always argue these things. He didn't know they were illegal aliens. And a cop just can't randomly run up and pull a gun on you. That's what the police are saying, so why should he? So, really, he is in the wrong overall. They could have used better judgment. You know, citizen's arrest is when you catch somebody stealing color TVs out of the back of a business with masks on. That's when you can carry a citizen's arrest out. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, Professor Jane T. Christensen with the college course, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And the course has a lot more than just my film in it. And it's caused her to get a little bit of heat placed on her. So that's coming up here in about 10-15 minutes. About to go straight back to your calls, but I wanted to talk just a little bit more about this first. Army reservist charged in border detention. An Army reservist was arrested on charges of holding 7 Mexicans at gunpoint at a rest stop in southern Arizona for civilian efforts to watch for illegal immigrants have raised fears of vigilante violence. It isn't till way into the article that they admit, oh, by the way, he wasn't with the Minutemen Project with 1,000-plus citizens down there on the border simply calling the police, the Border Patrol, when they see illegal aliens crossing right across the fence itself. There they have probable cause and total evidence. Sergeant Patrick Hobb, 24, was apparently acting alone and not involved with the Minutemen Project, which was organized volunteers for a month-long effort to watch for immigrants and drug smugglers along the border. Officials said Hobb used his vehicle to stop the 7 men from driving away from Interstate Rest Stop Sunday, then ordered them to lie on the ground or be shot. And in one AP article, they have it up towards the top that he wasn't involved with the Minutemen, and in another, it's down at the bottom. He was being held on 7 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That's dumb. He didn't touch him. Even law enforcement has to have probable cause before taking people out of their cars and telling them to lie on the ground. Well, that's an honest statement, though normally police don't do that. He threatened to kill them, Sheriff Joe Arpaio said. Oh, I don't trust Joe Arpaio as far as I can throw him. I've had that guy on a couple times. He makes his prisoners wear pink underwear, put video cameras in their cells, makes fun of them, makes them work as slaves. Arpaio, man, he's turning the whole population into prisoners. He threatened to kill them, said Joe Arpaio. We found these illegals will lie, though, folks. We've caught them in the past doing this. He did not have the right to do what he did. How did he know they were illegal aliens? Hobb had returned from active duty in Iraq last month, where you get to run over cars and shoot families for no reason. I mean, that's been on the news. So many people flipping out now, or troops coming back. Even law enforcement has to have probable cause, said Arpaio. He threatened to kill them, said Arpaio. Hobb had returned from active duty military duty in Iraq last October and had moved to Arizona 4 months ago. He was being held at the Maricopa County Jail and declined requests for an interview by the Arizona Republic. Deputy said Hobb ordered another driver to hold a gun on the man while he called police. The second driver left before deputies and the Border Patrol arrived, and authorities are trying to locate him. The undocumented immigrants were being held by the Border Patrol in Yuma. They'll be out quickly, even if they're serial killers. They've had cases of people that are rapists, murderers, released. Houston Chronicle last year reported 400,000 of them ordered released from South Texas jails alone. Seriously, murderers, rapists, arsonists. I'm not kidding. But don't you worry, this young guy from Iraq, they're going to throw the book at him. Jim Gilchrist, an organizer for the Minutemen Project, announced Hobbs, or Habes, I don't know how you pronounce this, it's H-A-A-B-S, alleged acts. His weapons should have been his cell phone, he said. The Border Patrol has said civilian projects interfere with its own efforts to secure the border, and the government of Mexico has said it would monitor the projects out of concern for the Mexican citizens that might be abused. Hey, Mexican troops, you keep killing federal officers, and our troops have been ordered not to shoot back. Pathetic. All right, let's go ahead and go to calls here. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Two things quickly. I got a friend of mine that his son went in the Army about 4 months ago, and I asked him the other day how his son was doing. He said he's getting out on medical discharge. And I said, well, gee, what was the matter with him? He said, well, that's just a cover. He said he's getting out because he can't stand the brutality in a barracks. And I said, what do you mean brutality? And he said, there's gangs of soldiers on the post where he's at that go around, beat, rob people. He said, if you look at them crossways, they come over and beat you up. He said they've had one guy in his barracks that was knifed to death. They said they had two guys that were raped homosexually in a barracks. And he told his dad all this stuff. He started pulling strings to get him out of the Army because he said they're just like animals on there.
Well, I can back this up. You know, Fort Hood, the biggest military reservation on the globe, it's like three or four times the size of Dallas, folks. I mean the whole DFW area. I mean, it's that big, many times bigger than that. And what happens is the military now recruits almost exclusively out of the inner cities.
Well, that's what I asked him. I asked, well, what's the problem? He said his son told him they're recruiting guys with criminal records now.
Well, listen, I have, and again, if I had the webmasters, the time and energy, I've given the orders. It hasn't happened because my people are so busy. But I want a section on our military hiring criminals. I see the articles every month. I want so many of these sections. Listen, they are, in fact, I was going to mention it 2 minutes ago, but I thought, I don't have time. I'm not going to talk about it. I have a Washington Times and an AP article from 3 years ago. No, it was 2.5 years ago, where it said felons being hired for military. But then it went on to say illegal alien felons. Not only is 20% of the force in Iraq, and that's a newer article, illegal aliens from Mexico who were instantly made legal when they joined and made citizens when they get out, which is pretty reasonable, other than one problem. Now we literally have a foreign army, 20%+, that's just now, but the Washington Times reported, and as well as the Associated Press, that they were aggravated felons. And it said that the military is actually looking for aggravated felons, and it said arsonist, rapist, people that have stabbed. And then it's a very quiet program. They go into these medium security prisons. They're not letting them out of maximum security. and they get citizens who are felons, and they tell them, we'll let you out of prison right now, 3 years early, if you join the Army. And yes, sir, and it's very quiet, it's been in the news, it's admitted, but the average folks, that's what Stalin did, is he put criminals in the military. And but tell us more about what your friend was saying.
Well, he just said that he went to the chaplain, he called the chaplain up, and he talked to a few officers, and they finally arranged a medical discharge for him. But he said that his son told him the CO turns a blind eye to it because they're so short of people now that they don't do anything, you know?
Well, look, and I'm not saying people in the inner city are bad, but it's the totally dumbed down, totally drugged out, totally gangbanger groups that they're able to recruit. And literally, the Marine Corps, the Army, have these big, bright Humvees with bling-bling all over them, big speakers. They roll in. This has been in the news. I've got video of it, playing gangster cop killer music. And they tell them, oh, yeah, you're going to be part of a crew. I tell you what, Scott, get the clip from Frontline with them running over the family's car and machine-gunning it and laughing. Can you find that? Get it for me right now. And again, we got other examples of this. I mean, in front of reporters, these gang members, will go, watch this, Eastside, ZZQ, and then they'll just shoot a woman at 2,000 yards, not 2,000 yards, a couple hundred yards, blow her head off, and then laugh in front of news people. Or then a reporter goes, you just killed children. They'll go, good, I want to kill more. And so they got psychotic rednecks, they got mainly black and Hispanic gangbanger groups, and it is just raping, slaughter, murder. The white kids drive around on their tanks with human skulls and 666 Satan on it, just heavy metal, death, murder, slaughter, the power of the beast, Satan, Satan, Satan. Thanks for the call. Do you have that clip?
Very mean possible to keep me alive.
Okay, go ahead and roll it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. You know what school is? That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whore.
Told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
Now, for those that haven't seen the video or the whole show, you first hear them go, that child shouldn't be here. You know, the whole gang slang. And it's a family, little kids sitting there, and they're on the side of the road getting some wood. And this is during the invasion. Buildings are on fire. There's no water for weeks. They're out foraging. They got three sticks of wood in this little bitty junk car. No weapons. And notice how they're doing it for your own good. And they're laughing. They shoot the car, laugh, run over it, back over it, laugh at them. The family's sitting there crying. Folks, it's much worse than that. But I remember a long time ago, before 9/11, hearing about the gangs at Fort Hood. And it is hell on earth. You've got it's in the racial groups. You've got your white supremacist gangs. They're not the dominant groups. You've got your Hispanic gangs, your black gangs, and they have little wars with each other. It's like a prison, and they just love it. you want the New World Order, folks, you're going to get it. And these people are all coming back here to America to become police officers. And so don't litter, or maybe they'll run over your car in the future here in America. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. to the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. Coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
I just want to briefly, before we go to our guest, comment on the last clip I played. A crying family, a little bitty car, a few sticks of wood in the back, grabbed out the side of the road, about to be machine gunned and bulldozed by judge, jury, and executioner, a group of laughing troops around their vehicle. And the excuse is that child should be in school while the city is burning around them. Now you're going to pay. This will teach you. And imagine, these are the emissaries from our country. This is who foreigners are seeing. Gang members, criminals. They're actually hiring criminals out of the prisons now. And this is mainstream news, folks. It's like one of these public secrets. Most people know about it, but it's not something that makes the nightly news. You know, it's in a few newspapers here and there. And so the caller talks about, you know, people getting out of the military because of how criminal it is. This always happens. This is what happened in, I mean, who do you think made up the Nazi Party? Most of them were criminals and street thugs. People out of the jails. That's what the SA were, or the stormtroopers that brought Hitler to power. Just thugs. And heaven help us. It's very, very scary, and it's very, very sad. And then these guys are coming back from the army, and they're robbing banks, they're killing people, they're running around wild. It's a scourge. And those are the ones that don't join the police force. So should we be afraid? Yes, we should be very, very concerned. Joining us is Professor Jane T. Christensen. And about a month and a half ago, I learned of a course she was offering, and I hear it's quite popular, called 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And my film is amongst many other pieces of evidence that are in the documentary, mainstream news articles, government documents, other films. And so to talk about 9/11 with us and the heat she's been under for this popular course, and to talk about a bunch of other issues and take your calls, we will go to your calls early in this hour, is Professor Jane T. Christensen. And Professor, tell us about the college you're with, and they're at North Carolina Wesleyan College, and tell us about yourself.
Well, hi, Alex. I teach at North Carolina Wesleyan College. I'm a political scientist. I've been teaching here about 15 years now. I'm also a farmer. I run a horse breeding business, quarter horses on the side. this year I decided to offer a course on 9/11. I had all this stuff inside of me. I needed to share it with students. And so I put together a course called 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. A title which I borrowed from you, Alex. I didn't think you'd mind.
Oh, no, I love it.
I do, too. And it's been this upper-level course in political science, and students have received this very enthusiastically. And so much so that I've had emails asking if I would offer it online, and I've also incorporated a lot of this material into my intro American politics classes as well. And so it's something I intend to teach either, at least in part, all the rest of the time that I teach, because I think it's that important that this get out to the American people.
And I've heard there's been some discussion of trying to get the college itself to offer the course to a wider audience.
Well, that would be through an online format, Alex. If we could offer this online, we could get it to people all over the country, really all over the world.
Well, you've got a lot of material in your course. Tell us about the course.
Well, I've got as many videos on 9/11 as I can get in there, and the course is actually in two parts. It's the first part deals with 9/11, the event itself, and the course begins with the question of why study 9/11. And 9/11, of course, has been the seminal political event, certainly in my lifetime. It's changed everything, turned everything around. When the government endorses or actually participates in terrorist acts against American citizens in such a blatant fashion as 9/11 was carried out, it certainly changed the way we view politics. It's changed the way we live in this country with respect to the police state.
Well, it's the linchpin. It's their excuse for everything. I mean, when they raid an old lady and taser her, they go, it's 9/11, or when they arrest somebody for sitting in a bank lobby, well, it's because of 9/11, or when they do any of this, arrest somebody for using $2 bills at a store, well, it's because of 9/11. It's their excuse for everything.
Absolutely, Alex. That's the way I've tried to present this, is that, first of all, people have to see that 9/11 itself was a fraud as an excuse to institute the police state here at home, and so the second part of my course deals with the police state. But the students are primarily interested in the first part because it's so hard for them to grasp the events on the day itself, and they're very interested in new evidence, new theories of what happened on September the 11th.
Well, stay there, Professor. I want to talk more about your course and go over some of the subsections. Then I want to get into what's happened to you since you've done this and take folks' calls out there. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us, Professor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Professor with us into the next hour. We're going to get your calls here in just a few minutes. And I have a host of issues I want to talk to the professor about. She's, again, a political scientist. I've been teaching there at the school that he's a member of for 15 years. And she decided to do a course on 9/11. And as you heard her say, is exposing how it's the linchpin for so much of what we see unfolding today. And it's gotten a lot of attention around the country. It's titled 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Professor, continuing with how your course unfolds and why it's become so popular, then I want to get into some of the harassment you've been through.
Students have a lot of questions about 9/11. And increasingly, they're having questions about the police state. They're very interested in discovering the truth behind 9/11. And I tell them from the get-go that I do not know what happened on the 9/11, but I know what didn't happen. And that's maybe all we can ever know.
Well, their official story is a total fraud. We know they warned public officials not to fly. We know the buildings were half empty. We know the CIA did insider trading. We know bin Laden's a CIA asset. We know they did drills that morning so NORAD would stand down, on and on and on.
That's right, Alex. And I try to put this in the context of this was not a singular event. They had previous runs, of course, at the World Trade Center back in the early 90s. They did Oklahoma City also. And of course, we review the Northwoods document. We talk about Tonkin Gulf and and a lot of these acts of treason that have been committed by the U.S. government.
And that's all admitted official government terrorist attacks or plans to carry out attacks. When the students start seeing things like Operation Gladio, which is the terror attacks they carried out in the 70s, blowing up school buses to blame it on enemies, our government killing children, what effect does this have with their paradigm?
Well, they've certainly had a paradigm shift. Some of these students have been in some of my other classes, so they were not as hard to move over into the different paradigm. But some of I have one student, of course, who's in the military, and he's a very upright American, and it's been a real tough for him to make the paradigm shift. Just as it is for a lot of people to understand that the paradigm of Democrat, Republican, or left right is a false paradigm, because a lot of people want to put me in the context of being a leftist or extreme right winger, and those paradigms are no longer fit our political realities.
Oh, you're right, they don't. And as a political scientist, do you see that? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? That more and more people are instinctively understanding that it's a fraud?
I think so, Alex. At least with my incoming freshman class, I mean, these are young students. The only source of information most of them have ever had has been the mainstream media, since they don't talk about politics or government in the schools anymore. That, of course, is all part of the process of dumbing them down. But they're skeptical, even in spite of the reports they've heard in the mainstream media. The official story is such a far out conspiracy theory that even you don't have to look very far till you see the holes in it.
A guy in a cave had NORAD stand down and flew three planes with total precision into targets that top pilots say they couldn't execute.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous, Alex, and students can see that. And I think more and more of the general public is beginning to see it, too.
Now, I want to get more into the course and then take some calls, but I've seen the reports, I've heard you on other talk shows talk about it. Neocon writers come out and say, this professor is a liar, and they pick and choose stuff off your website that we'll give people the address for here in a second. They'll say, she says Israel says they'll kill American citizens. Well, that was in Haaretz and United Press International 3 years ago that Sharon said we're going to start assassinating people in America. Bush has said that they'll assassinate whoever they want. Gonzalez has said that they're above the law and can torture people until they die, and it's still not torture. I mean, so you have their own documents, but then people are calling you a liar.
Well, this is a case, Alex, where they want to kill the messenger for bringing them the truth. Absolutely right. I've cited on my website links to mainstream documents that have reported these events, and yet I'm being blamed for the message itself, and being called a traitor and an anti-Semite and basically being called a terrorist myself.
So are half the Jews in Israel anti-Semitic because they're against the Sharon government?
Well, according to these people, they would be.
Well, I mean, this is what's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you've obviously seen my film, Road to Tyranny, and I don't know if you've heard the radio show.
Yes.
But, I mean, I am not against Israel, and still, leftists call me a fascist. Right-wingers call me a communist. The white supremacist groups call me a Israel lover. The Jewish groups, ADL, tries to imply I'm an anti-Semite. Basically, it's demonize anybody who doesn't just toe the line and say government is God.
That's right, Alex. And also, I'm getting a lot of flack because I've been called anti-American because people are accusing me of being anti-Israel as well. When I raise the issue of Zionist involvement in Iraq or the neocon agenda basically being a pro-Zionist or pro-Israel agenda, I'm being attacked on all sides as being an anti-Semite.
Well, the Zionists are a secular group that funded Hitler. That's now mainstream news. They hate Orthodox Jews. They've said it. The Orthodox Jews can't stand them. As I said, almost 50% of people in Israel don't like the Zionists. So, I mean, really, they're like a political party, but they try to take this mantle of representing all Jews.
Oh, it's very, very true, Alex. And amazingly, the a lot of the Zionists support Schwarzenegger, who's a Nazi.
I've noticed that, yeah. It's crazy, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, so if we said that we loved Hitler and that we loved loved the Third Reich and that we loved the Kirk Waldheim, and said, I don't care if he's a Nazi, I love him, maybe we would get awards from Jewish groups, Professor.
Maybe so, Alex. I'm not ready to take that step, though.
Well, neither am I. But I also heard that you were getting some death threats.
No, Alex, I haven't had any death threats.
I just heard that on other talk shows, so that's incorrect. Have you been threatened?
Only with them trying to cause me to lose my job. Those are the main threats I'm getting, is that they will contact the president, the board of trustees, which they've already done, in order to try to get me fired. So that's been so far the most serious threats, and many of them have said that.
Okay, well, that's how the grapevine works. By the time I was listening to it on other talk shows, you know, you had you know basically Mossad swinging from the rafters after you.
Well, there may be, Alex, but so far I haven't seen them.
Well, I mean, for those that give people your website.
Oh, it's J. Christensen. It's J-C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N at NCWC. That stands for North Carolina Wesleyan College, ncwc.edu. And that'll take you to the college's homepage, and then you can click on faculty websites and find me from that.
Or just type in Professor Jane T. Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, and it'll pop up. I know we have a link to the course on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. It should be up there today on the main page. If it's not, we'll get it reposted. But I spent about 30 minutes on your website a few weeks ago, and mainly you've got links in the sections that are about Israel to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and others, where they admitted that Mossad got caught setting up fake al-Qaeda groups that were really young Palestinians that they'd had in their prisons. Then they give them weapons, and they become agents, and they are paid to go out and carry out bombings. That's been in the major newspapers in Israel. So is the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, are they anti-Semitic?
Well, by the definition of some of these folks, they would be, I suppose.
But I mean, they were caught. It's admitted. I mean, so if you want to stop Shin Bet and Mossad from blowing up buses and so they can blame it on the Palestinians, so because you want to save Jews, you're bad?
Well, that's what they're saying, Alex.
Okay, well, I'm starting to understand then. Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I've been trying to link to the mainstream articles, even in the Israeli press, to make my point, rather than choose more alternative sites that could be contested.
Well, you're also anti-Bush on your website. Does that mean you're against Germans because Bush is a German name?
No, they haven't accused me of that yet, Alex, but they certainly have accused me of being anti-Bush, and which I don't mind admitting to. I am very much anti-Bush.
But I mean, some Christian preachers say that you're going that you will go to Hades if you don't follow him. That he is almost a modern day disciple. He's a holy one.
Well, yeah, but Alex, he thinks he is too. I think. I mean, doesn't he think he takes his marching orders from straight from God?
But, straight from Moloch, yeah.
Yeah, Moloch, absolutely.
Well, and folks, I'm being serious here. I mean, this is how upside down crazy all of this is. But according to the reports, though, your course is very popular?
Well, Alex, this is a small college, and so most of my classes are small anyway. I have 7 students in this class. This is the first time a course has ever been offered. So for an upper-level political science class here, it's not unusual to have fewer than 10 students in a class.
Yes. So is this a doctorate-level class?
No, this is an undergraduate course.
Undergraduate course, but, I know that your course is all over the Internet. I mean, I've seen it all over the place. Has the mainstream media done any reports on it?
Not that I know of, Alex. I haven't been contacted by any of them.
Well, I want to commend you for what you're doing. I have no idea what these callers will be bringing up, but I'm sure it'll be interesting. Let's go to some calls, and we'll get more into just your whole world view. I find it interesting. Let's talk to Ralph in Pennsylvania. Ralph, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I think we got all these volcanoes and earthquakes and so forth. They're using this HARP method with the Tesla theory. I think that's what's going on with that.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do have the mainstream articles where they admit the Pentagon did study seismic earthquake weapons even in the 40s.
Oh, yeah. And then we got other things with the I heard this morning, and you went over it with these viruses going on. So they're going to be letting that go soon.
Yeah, the government mailing around 5,000 to 5,000-plus labs.
Yeah, and I've also heard they've been experimenting on people already in New York City, I heard last week, inside information.
Well, they've been doing experiments publicly since 1968, killing people.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But,
killing people on the New York subway.
They were giving people $500 for them to take experimental vaccines. This is information I got last week.
Well, that's actually been going on for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Every major city. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I would just add this. It wasn't the government that made Pompeii blow up. It wasn't the government that made Krakatoa explode. It wasn't the government, I believe, that made Mount St. Helens erupt. I mean, we naturally have volcanic activity. Has the government developed these? Has Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 talked about it being real? Yes. Could this be the government? Yes. Professor Christensen, any comments on what he was saying?
Well, I'm always very interested in anybody that that follows the notion that they use Tesla weapons. I've often wondered if that isn't what was applied to the World Trade Center to reduce it to dust. Something had to reduce that massive concrete structure into powder. And the firemen said the largest piece they found was a telephone keypad. And a normal collapse wouldn't produce anything like that.
No, it wouldn't. And a normal collapse wouldn't cause fires to burn for 4 weeks at like 4,000, 3,000 degrees.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you got smoky black fires that had already gone out in the North Tower with people standing in the open windows for 20 minutes, not even burning them. But it causes suddenly the concrete to turn into dust and the building to implode. And then Larry Silverstein says that they imploded Building 7, but we're supposed to ignore that.
Well, a lot of people pretend that they don't know what pull it means when that's been explained over and over. That pull it means bring that building down.
In the documentary, they say we're going to pull it. That means implode it. They even say in the documentary, pull it means blow it up.
Well, yeah, and Silverstein says that we decided to pull it, and then he says, and we watched the building collapse. He says it all in the same statement.
We gave the order and watched it come down.
Yep.
But, and then later in the documentary, they go, we're going to pull it, and that means demolish it, and then it shows them demolish the remains of one of the other buildings.
That's right. That's right, Alex. And people need to especially look at Building 7 as a way to understand what happened in the first two buildings. Even though the collapses were not totally similar, because Building 7 didn't turn to dust on the way down.
Yeah, and it was bottom down instead of top down.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing that the caller mentioned, for those that don't know, in 1968, on a winter morning, they released a biological weapon in the New York subway. The Army did. It killed people. Details remain classified. That's public. That's your government. So when I mention that, I mean, that's how cold-hearted some of these people are. Now we have a government-controlled private lab mailing out 5,000-plus samples all over the world of an extinct super flu virus that killed millions of people in the 50s. And, I mean, it's clear that they're creating plausible deniability later. Professor?
Well, Alex, I hadn't heard about this mailing, but it doesn't surprise me. I believe that they've got numerous ways they're trying to kill us off, including all this genetically modified foods and chemicals that they add to the water supply.
Aspartame.
And of course, aspartame, yes, and fluoride.
But, Professor, you're just looking at the medical data. So what if all the top scientists say sodium fluoride's deadly? The government says it's good.
That's right. The government, in fact, here where I, near where I live, here in town, Rocky Mount, added another chemical to their water supply, arsenic, recently. And the newspaper ran articles here telling us how much better the Rocky Mount water is now that they've started adding arsenic to it. And people on dialysis, of course, they were advised never to drink the water here in Rocky Mount. But those
doctors are with Al-Qaeda, the ones warning their dialysis patients.
They must be.
Rocky Mount in North Carolina, that's the same place with Abby Newman, isn't it?
I don't know Abby Newman.
Well, I'm just saying in Road to Tyranny, it's in Rocky Mount with a state police stopper and search the vehicle and say she may be a terrorist for having a constitution.
Oh, was that in Rocky Mount?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that, Alex. I'm just amazed.
What a small world.
Absolutely. I wondered where that was. I had no idea it was here.
Yeah. Small world.
Very small.
Well, you know, that constitution is with Al-Qaeda. We'll be back with the professor. We'll talk about a host of other issues and take your calls. Everybody, be patient. We're going to take your calls when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
His Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's happening is a massive corporate looting. The corporations are not free market. They're organized crime syndicates. They're designing the society where the government is nothing but a proboscis to extract all your wealth and control over you, to be their slaves. They brag about it, they laugh about it in their own white papers that are public, because they know you're watching Desperate Housewives or football or soccer games. They know you'll riot over a football game or in Europe over a soccer game, but you won't riot over, you know, your neighbors being drug away. We're going to have the professor with us well into the next hour, and I want to continue taking your phone calls right now. We've got loaded phone lines. But before we do that, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out, and it's my best work. It's on DVD and VHS, 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. I've got a new anti-Arnold Schwarzenegger shirt. It's beautiful. You got to see it. Resist the Invader. So go to Infowars.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, get my video, make copies, get the T-shirts. Got several new T-shirts. Call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'm not going to sit here and hype it all day. It's my best film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. And Road to Tyranny is my second best film. It wakes up so many people. But this film is even better in ways. And it covers 9/11 for an hour of the 2.5-plus hours. It covers the police state. It covers the driving philosophy of the order of death that runs it. You need to have this film. It's so important. 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now at prisonplanet.tv. Professor, I want to go back to calls until we run through the gamut of these calls, but after we take some calls this hour and then in the next hour, what are some of the topics you want to talk about?
Well, Alex, you just raised one of them, I guess. People are asking, why are they setting up a police state? Why are they establishing this control grid? And I think people need to understand that this has to do with corporate domination. We might talk about that, Alex. I'll leave it up to you to sort of direct me here with topics.
Sure. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump the calls, and we'll talk about this control grid. Let's go ahead and talk to Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I'd just like to info you on about the FDR. They're going to have a special on the History Channel. April 17th.
Okay, about Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
It's called Exposed. And also, I would like to ask, when are you going to be on the George Norrie show for the debate?
George Norrie has not called me yet for that debate about 9/11. Has he been announcing it again?
Well, he's been talking, yeah. He don't know when, but, yeah, he said it.
Well, then I don't know either, obviously. Interesting questions. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Mark in Nevada. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're so right about 9/11 being used as the linchpin for everything. One thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure you probably already saw this, Alex, you seem to be able to see all the news that's going on. But for a while, I thought I was watching Mad TV. Then I realized I was watching Fox. I guess if you purchase baby formula, no, you're funding LC Ida now, and they're actually saying that baby formula is a new, hot terrorist commodity now, and we need Homeland Security to protect the baby formula stock and this sort of thing.
They're going to do this. It's called infrastructure protection. They're going to threaten every sector of the economy, the globalist are, then use that as their excuse to take it over. Stay there, Mark. We'll let you comment more and get the professor's comments on that when we get back in 70 seconds.